Star Trek, the TV program from the 60s.
These are the commentaries of the siblings Alex and Sammy.
Their ongoing mission? To discuss creative science fiction concepts.
To examine interesting character dynamics and occasionally terrible writing.
To boldly go where no podcast has gone before.
Hello, so hello, cute. And welcome to right, I love it. to the Star Trek: The Original Siblings podcast. You're here now, live. Except not live. You're hearing it probably weeks later, maybe years later. You know, as it's being played in like a Star Trek museum or something. We are your hosts. I'm Alex Brisson,
and I'm Sammy Brisson, and. As you
and
might have
we're
guessed
the original siblings
from the similar
in
last
reference.
Names. we're the original siblings.
We're unrelated and just both happen to be named Brisson and like Star Trek. So, don't let that confuse you. And welcome to the show. This is a show where we watch episodes of Star Trek the Original Series and... talk about them, make fun of them, mostly make fun of them. That's more just our personalities. It's not because we don't love Star Trek, but there's
but
a lot
we love
to
it
make
in
fun.
A way that expresses itself through vicious mockery.
Yes, exactly.
It's
normal. So what happens first?
Well, first, Alex, you guessed the plot, but it's a little bit different for this episode because normally the way it's going to go is I am rewatching all of these. Most of which I haven't seen since, like, high school, probably, because I was a nerd
it's
from a young
age. About 10 years ago, roughly, for us.
Yes. Yeah, it's been a hot minute. And Alex has seen some of these, like, in the background as I was watching them, but for the most part, he hasn't really watched. So, in general, it's going to be him seeing it for the first time and me seeing it again. These first couple episodes are a little bit different, though, because the way we started out this
whole...
Because
I have seen them.
Yeah, well, the way we started out this whole thing was, I don't know, is it like a quarantine activity that we started watching them together?
Yeah, it was because, yeah, we were on quarantine and you were watching TNG specifically. Yeah, and so we started watching them together online because I wanted to, you know, I didn't want you to watch the whole show without getting to watch one with me. So, yes, ordinarily I'll have to guess the plot based on the title of the episode. This particular one... I've already seen, but tell you what, I'll give you a guess as though I haven't seen it. You know, I'll think about maybe what I thought the first time I saw this title. So
title
ask me again.
Is...
I got the sound cue here.
All right. Are you ready to guess the plot? Is that how it goes?
Sure. I'll buy it.
Okay.
Yeah. Or
the title
what do you
is
think the plot is
The Man Trap. What could The Man Trap be about?
You know what makes me think of is, like, almost like, you know those types of, like, flowers and, like, things in nature? Specifically, I'm thinking of a flower that appears to be a
Venus
bee.
Venus flytrap.
A female bee that attracts... No, it's like a it's like a flower that looks like... Maybe they do that, too, though. I don't know. But this flower looks like a female bee, and it uses that to attract male bees. And so I'm almost thinking, like, in the, oh boy, what a reference to make, but they do this in the SpongeBob movie, where there's like a fish that, it's a giant mouth, and it has its tongue appears to be a granny offering you cookies, and if you grab the cookies, you get like stuck to it, and it eats you. It's almost like that, where it'd be a big, like, big mouth, but it's got like what appears to be a hot woman on it, and then you get close, and it closes in and traps you, like a Venus flytrap, almost. So I was picturing something like that when I saw Man Trap. You didn't like it? yeah,
but...
I will say the actual episode is much more interesting than that. So thankfully, I didn't write this episode.
You were surprisingly on the nose, though, because that's essentially what it is. Well, a quote-unquote hot woman. When we see the woman, I
not
don't
quite
recall
so literal.
Her being actually very hot. But Bones is also old, so his love interest should be old. Not that old
women
can't be
hot. We see multiple versions of her, though, right, too?
Oh, I forgot about that.
She changes depending on which guy's looking at her. Spoilers.
Oh,
spoilers
nice.
For this episode from 50
oh my God,
years ago.
No, I remember
that
this
we're about
now.
To watch.
Okay, now I'm remembering
I
this.
I can't remember, though, if it's the same actress each time with, like, different hair. I guess we'll see.
I don't
totally
believe
remember.
So. But I guess, yeah, like you said, we shall see. Do you want to hear something fun that I remembered about this episode that you might not know?
Yes.
Okay, so we talked a little bit before about how it was kind of crazy that they filmed the cage, and then instead of the network being like, no, like they usually do for pilots, they were like, oh, you're so close, but it needs to be a little bit better, which is already kind of a crazy thing. Yeah, but the first, I don't remember how many episodes, like 5 to 10 episodes were filmed, like... in a completely different order than we see them airing. So, like, the first episode that they ever filmed was Where No Man Has Gone Before.
Is the first one, right? Yes.
Yeah, that's the first one that they filmed. And then, so this one, they only picked it as the first one because you get an alien and, like, a monster. And they're like, oh, cool. A fun monster. People will love this.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was specifically why they chose it. I'm trying to remember what happens in Where No Man Has Gone Before and why that. I guess when we watch that, we'll have to assess why it wasn't a good pilot.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Because, like, I'm thinking back now to, like, when I very first watched this pilot, and I'm kind of surprised that I was like, this is so good, I'm going to keep watching it. But I did, so I guess it does the trick.
So this is maybe, like, the third or fourth one filmed at this point.
I think it was, right? I wish I could remember. Yeah, something like that.
Did they shoot Charlie X before this too, you think? I don't really know.
Oh God, I don't know. Charlie X is bad.
The viewers know and they're yelling into their headphones right now. Yes, I'm glad Charlie X is in the first one. This one's a lot of fun. I like this one, as I recall.
I think you're right.
Everybody strap in your seatbelts that they frankly should have in Starships.
Everybody strap on your strap-ons.
I'll make sure to strap on your strap-ons, too. I'll make sure to point out every time that we should have a seatbelt in this show and we don't. There's quite a few moments where you think a seatbelt would have really benefited these people right now.
Okay, but they're not cute, and...
That's true.
We're all about the aesthetic.
It's not like we replace them with something in the future. We just fall. Like, we just get injured.
Yep.
They say brace for impact several times, and the characters just stand there. They're like, we're braced.
They sometimes, like, hold on a little bit, but yeah.
There's a moment in, like, the, the seventh or eighth movie where Riker's flying the ship, and they crash land, and they literally, mm-hmm. It's like, brace for impact. And they all just stand there and wait for the ship to crash. Anyway.
You know what? Right, he's talking about emotionally bracing, not physically bracing.
Just be aware that we're about to crash. We can't do anything about it. You might break your neck, but just know that that's about to happen. Say your prayers.
Exactly. Yes.
And now for our feature presentation.
Captain's log, stardate 1513.1. Our position, orbiting planet M113. On board the Enterprise, Mr. Spock.
Oh, look at Uhura. Is she flying the ship?
On the planet, the ruins of an ancient and long...
They hadn't established what everybody's job was at this point.
Ship Surgeon McCoy and myself.
I guess not. The planet also didn't have a name. You catch that? It's just M113.
Yeah, that's true. Not very creative.
Medical examination.
We jump right into it. We're already beamed down to the planet in like the first like 30 seconds here.
I know. I like it so much better when they do that. That's a pretty cool structure thing. How would you describe that rad little archway?
It's like a it's a rock archway, but it's, you know, kind of blatantly styrofoam, I guess, but that's kind of part of the fun of it.
That's such a fun
being kind of blasted
piece.
With
I'm
this red light. Mm-hmm. And they got all this glittery sand, too. So,
Yeah, it's looking fun, good. This is a cute little planet.
Red atmosphere.
And his wife, Nancy. Uh-huh. Routine, but for the fact that Nancy Crater...
What's Kirk carrying? You got, like, a cassette player?
A purse. Well, this was not a consistent shot, so now he's not carrying it. Now he's wearing it.
Flowers, doctor? And Bones has, like, a makeup case.
Man visits an old girlfriend, she usually expects something like that. Is that how you get
Uh-oh. How about some wheat from her front yard? That's a good present for her, right? For your old girlfriend. This is from my garden.
It's a power move.
Don't you feel like I would put that gargoyle above the door, not off to the left here? I'm just saying, I'm no set decorator.
Don't sell yourself short.
And they just barge right
in. This is a great set.
The bell. I guess if nobody else lives on the planet, you don't have like a doorbell.
That's true. Very good.
We walked out of each other's lives 10 years ago. She married Crater, and for all I know, she may have forgotten me completely. All the bonehead ideas, Jim. Mm. How to get myself into things like this.
Oh, she is pretty. I was too judgmental earlier. Her haircut is atrocious. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a huge, tall bowl cut with like.
She's already got multiple wigs on, and this one's the top wig.
Yes, exactly. Looks like she's wearing 5 different wigs. Okay, but she looks ugly when Kirk looks at her. Is that right? Or she just looks more mature when he looks at her?
She looks correctly aged, whereas Bones sees her as the 10 years ago that he remembers her. Although she still looks pretty good as the old
okay,
one.
Okay, but now she's blatantly
a totally different,
different
woman. Yeah, she's like a kind of German Nazi-looking chick when he sees her, this third guy.
Seriously. But why is she, like, trying to play all these guys at once? That seems like a very bad strategy.
I don't think it's intentional, is it? I think
she's
going
to, like, pick them off one at a time.
I think it's just like a side effect of being whatever kind of creature she is, that that's like an inadvertent thing that everyone projects their ideas of her onto her, right? What's she handing him?
Okay, so maybe he was like going down and he's like, what if this girl is super, super blonde and hot? And so then when he meets her, she's like super blonde and hot, right?
I think it's just...
I'll take it. Yeah, I don't know if that's what's actually happening.
Their ideal woman, maybe, except that that doesn't explain why she's 10 years older for Kirk. I guess in Kirk's mind,
maybe
she
Kirk
fits the description
right
that Bones gave him, but 10 years older. Mm-hmm. She ultimately doesn't even look like a human, right? She's like a total alien once we see her, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, anyway. She's really fun looking.
A nickname I gave Leonard when we were very young.
How did I miss that nickname? I'm going back for it.
Okay, go back for it.
Plum? Was it Plum? It is Plum.
I hope it's Plum.
I'll wait for the professor and I'll catch you both at once.
I'd better go get Bob.
I don't know much about plums. I take it they're not that sweet.
Not very sweet, a little wrinkly.
Is this creep just going to immediately hit on her now?
Yep.
No, the reverse.
They couldn't find a cute girl?
She's doing kind of a little sexy jig for him, I guess.
I guess. It's not doing it for me.
About as
honest.
Aptly as I would do a sexy jig.
Look, she's an alien. She doesn't
chase
know.
Chase after her. The man
the
trap.
The man trap. That's what they used to call me in college.
Captain's log.
Ah, here we go. Here's a nice wide of the set. Since our mission lots more of these rocks.
I don't think that's
archways.
A set. I think that's a painting. Without suspicion.
We were totally unaware of each member. Or like maybe a miniature or something.
Seeing a different woman. A different Nancy Clayton.
Okay, there's the exposition we're looking for.
This is Yep, the exposition that we just gave, he just gave. So everyone's on the same page.
Cool.
Overwhelming. Now, will you please go back where you came from and tell whoever issues your orders to leave me and my wife alone? We need additional salt against the heat. Aside from that, we're doing very well, thank you.
I'm pleased to hear you're doing well.
Everything is clearly fine.
Right. Yeah, you seem like you're in a pleasant mood.
He doesn't seem agitated. Now.
Not at all. And maybe it's my lack of scientific knowledge, but how does salt help with the heat?
It's a thing.
Is it?
Like,
I
because
guess
when
I'm
you're
not
sweating a lot?
I know you use it on, like, snow.
when you're sweating a lot, you, like, lose the salt in your body, so you have to, like, replenish it and have more salt in the heat.
Ah, interesting.
I think.
Okay. So none of their food is salty enough, huh? And poking
us. Well, I mean, it's a little more sinister than that. I think you'll see.
Yes. But that's the story he's trying to sell.
Lighting on the captain?
Quote, all research personnel.
I missed it.
He looked a little flirty, too.
Starship surgeon at 1 year intervals. Like it or not, Professor, as commander of the starship, I'm required to show your gold braid to everyone. You love it, don't you? He's all yours, Plum. Dr. McCoy.
Plum?
Deeply, please. Did I hear you call him Dr. McCoy?
You did.
Uh-oh. He's already pissed that they're there, and now he finds out that
it's boyfriend's coming to visit.
I've heard Nancy speak of a Dr. McCoy.
Well, it's me. Didn't she mention I was here?
You've seen Nancy?
Yeah. What?
She went out to get you.
You've seen her, too. You were with the good doctor.
With three different versions of her, in fact.
Yeah.
It's just that it gives me great pleasure to know that she's gotten to see an old friend and has a chance for some company. It's different for me. I enjoy solitude. But for a woman...
Yeah, and you're an asshole, so nobody wants to be your friend anyway. Well,
certainly hasn't aged yet.
Exactly as I knew.
Women like people. It's more masculine to just hate everyone, frankly.
To just be a strong, quiet loner.
I don't know why women always feel they need to socialize with each other, socialize with men.
Amazing, Jim. Like a girl of 25.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Captain. Sit down. I seem to have forgotten my manners.
Well, all right. I'm not joking, Jim. She hasn't aged a day. There's not a gray hair in her head.
She's got some gray bones. Excuse me, Professor. She's a handsome woman, but hardly 25.
Okay, and along those lines, did the version that Bones was looking at also definitely not look 25 to you?
Agreed, like 35.
35
probably.
At least, yes. Yeah, okay. We should look it up. I wonder how old she was during the filming of this.
You've seen my wife through the eyes of your past attachment, Doctor. I'm sure when Nancy see her again, she'll be of a believable age.
So you kind of jumped the gun explaining all this, because now they're explaining it.
Genuine affection.
We still disagree, Bones. Even the version you saw, we think, looks 35.
She's a fine woman.
Yeah.
Well, I thought
but she's still way out of your league, just so that we're clear.
I'll still put my trust in a healthy...
So in this first episode, we've already been introduced to him as Leonard... Dr. McCoy, Bones, and Plum in the first, like, 5 minutes. He has four names now.
But that's... I really like the way that we're, like, introduced to the characters just, like, as though we already know them. Like, this is a couple episodes in. Like, I just think there's so much appeal in that. Of just being like, yep, this is the gang, let's go. You know? And you can pick up the details right, as you go. I feel like pilots now are so much more... Oh, gosh. Sorry.
Yeah,
Alex,
we feel
what
the need
does,
to, like, stop and explain...
What does Darnell look like?
That we're
like?
Doing the whole, show. Darnell looks like he's covered in hickeys and he just spit up a Brussels sprout, basically.
That was a very good description. I don't know what kind of hickeys you're getting, but I'm interested.
No, he's also not upright, I should mention. He's laying on the ground as though he's dead.
Unconscious. Probably dead.
Dead, Jim.
Also, how is Kirk already so sweaty?
There it is. It's the very first episode. He's dead, Jim.
Captain, you beamed down a crewman who doesn't know better than to eat an untested plant.
I've just lost a crewman, Mrs. Crater. I want to know what happened.
They just explained what happened.
Take it easy, Nancy. Just tell us what you know.
Well, I was just...
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. Find Bob, and I was coming back. I crossed to your crewman. I wanted him to know I wasn't offended by the things he'd said back there. You remember? That I noticed he had a Borgia plant in his hand. Before I could say anything,
she's a pretty good actress. I mean the character, not the woman herself.
A little melodramatic.
Yeah, agreed.
minute, you look at me like you don't believe
me. I guess some stranger did just show up and hit on her and then die by her story.
But that's not what happened.
But, you know, in her version it is.
Jim, I suppose we could complete.
There's a lot of versions of things happening in this episode. You
can see that's that. A good point.
Perhaps you'd better take your man and...
We're well aware of our next duties, Professor. We'll complete your examinations tomorrow.
Transporter room.
Typical murder suspect. I know he's dead, but it's probably nothing.
You did ask him about more salt tablets.
I'll take care of the provisioning, Nancy.
Do you think she's planning on killing him if he can't get her more salt? Like, is that why he's so
freaked
out?
She hasn't already, because she couldn't even...
Well, but is he trying to take care of her, or is he, like... threatened
afraid
by her.
Afraid of her, like her prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
It would make sense that he's fearful of her, that he would maybe, like, she would maybe need him to get the salt, sort of a thing. Because
mm-hmm.
she's clearly dying for the salt. She didn't even wait 5 minutes till after that guy landed to suck all the salt out of him.
Exactly.
But I assume that's what she's doing, right? Like,
she's
like they really are hickey. She's sucking all the salt out of his skin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Gave him like 500 hickeys in a matter of
for
minutes.
For that salt.
And I wonder at what point it kills him.
You think
or if
his
he
face
just was like,
bad?
You know, if he was enjoying it for the first few minutes.
Sorry.
Also saltless. Oh.
Suhura, your last subspace log contained an error in the frequencies column.
Mr. Spock, sometimes I think if I hear that word frequency once more, I'll cry.
Poor thing, she has to say it in every episode.
I can't believe they said that in the very first episode. Yeah, little do they know how often frequencies are going to come up.
Since it is illogical for a communication.
I love when these two are flirty. It's so cute.
I have no answer.
Mm-hmm.
No, you haven't.
I see why they pursued this in the new movies.
I'm an illogical woman.
They've got
right,
attention.
It's a gold mine.
Too much a part of a communications council. Why don't you tell me I'm an attractive young lady? Or ask me if I've ever been in love.
It's very unprofessional, Uhura.
Yeah, she's dying for some attention.
Wow, I'm dying for that Vulcan D.
Vulcan has no...
I'm not surprised, Mr. Spock.
Doesn't Vulcan have multiple moons?
I have no idea.
Alright, I'm gonna look out once we get to Vulcan.
I don't believe it.
Explain?
You explain. That means that somebody was dead and you just sit there. It could be Captain Kirk. He's the closest thing you have to a friend.
Lieutenant, my demonstration of...
That's a good thing to establish.
Happened. The transporter room is very...
That
well
he has no friends?
They need my
oh, no! That they're besties.
Sounded more to me like she said he had no friends.
All that bores you, plant.
Something new to me.
Bridge the dispensary.
Go ahead, Mr. Spock.
Ooh, they're in a dispensary. That's cool.
Carbon group 3 vegetation.
It's the future, I guess. Every ship has a dispensary.
Alkaloid poison.
Had to make him feel better somehow. Just got him really stoned, but he's still dead.
Skin surface. There is no reference to this symptom.
Hmm. Well, then this man wasn't poisoned.
Stand by, Mr. Spock.
No, Mr. Spock, you're supposed to speak into the microphone. I'll put it in your ear.
I love the little ear mics. They're so cute.
Don't tell me my business. He could not have swallowed any. My instruments would have picked up any trace of it whatsoever.
Then what kills a healthy man?
I'll tell you something else. This man shouldn't be dead. I can't find anything wrong with him. According to all the tests, he should get up and just walk away from here.
What about those crazy things on his skin?
What about the hickeys? Right.
Those appear abnormal, hickeys? And I'm not a doctor. Yeah.
I swear, Jim, when I first saw her, she looked just as I'd known her 10 years ago. Granted, at the moment I may have been looking at her through a romantic haze.
How your lost love affects your vision, Doctor, doesn't interest me. I've lost a man. I want to know what killed him.
Yes, sir.
I also love that they're so concerned about losing a crewman. We're like, I feel like... A couple episodes in, they're just like, fuck it, everybody dies.
Right.
Like, they don't make a very big deal out of death after a while. 15, except when it's
mysterious death.
In
orbit around planet
M113. You're right.
One crewman.
M113.
Dead by violence. Cause.
Do they say why?
Dead by violence.
Why Crater is on this planet? What his research is? Do we know?
No, he's a scientist.
Maybe they said when we talked over it. He's a vague scientist.
Probably.
He's definitely a scientist. They said that, but I don't know what about.
Captain's log, stardate 15-13.4. In orbit around planet M113. One crewman, member of the landing party, dead by violence. Cause unknown.
Dead by violence?
Ooh, that boy's cute.
Cause
he
unknown.
Like poison.
Message, Captain.
They can't be both things at once. If you know it was violence, then you know.
Yeah, death by violence literally means nothing.
Tell Jose he'll get us chili peppers when we get there.
Whoa!
Tell him they're prime Mexican rolls. I handpicked them myself.
Whoa!
It was a few more days without them. Got it.
Yikes!
Is that definitely
some
racist?
Space
or is that
racism?
Some spracism.
Some racist. Some loud undertones.
It was more just like weird.
Made fairly heavy shipments out of artifacts and reports.
I'll wear my sombrero down there too and sing La Cucaracha.
Why do they keep saying dispensary? What is the dispensary? The hospital? Medical?
Where they're dispensing medication, much needed.
Like a
pharmacy? I'm sure it's a term that...
Is that what's happening? I feel like that's...
We almost didn't check it.
What?
Not normal.
It must pre-exist marijuana, obviously. That's just nowadays, that's all we think of.
Oh yeah, obviously. I'm just joking.
Except what we normally carry in our bodies is gone from his. He would die almost instantly.
Oh, there's no mark on his body.
Except the red rings on his face.
Yeah, what are you talking about? No mark on his body? He's covered in
marks.
There's
a lot of marks.
There's more marks than body.
You guys are stupid.
I'm not counting them, Bones.
He's not counting them, I guess.
Oh, he's a nice captain.
Mood for an apology?
Forget it. I probably was moving over. I should have been thinking about my job.
Perhaps you were.
Hello,
Nancy
Bones.
And Crater went out of their way to mention one item they needed.
Salt tablets.
Mr. Spock, outfit a landing party. We're beaming down with some questions.
But no salt tablets.
No salt tablets. Second.
I think that you had more important duties than harassing people, Captain.
I have, Professor. Believe me, I have. Where is Mrs. Crater? I want to talk to her, too.
Captain, you can't just beam down here.
This is an interesting garment. They just...
Mrs. Crater, I won't ask again.
It looks like they just sewed a bunch of gray material together, but in kind of a rad way.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I feel like I'd wear that.
I think it's cool. Oh, that is one
look at the guy,
ugly
what's,
man.
It's actually a Borgia plant.
Oh, boy, no kidding. I hope other people see him differently the same way as that woman.
It's like Groucho Marx or something.
Look at behind Dr. Crater right here. This is 100% just a punching bag in the corner.
Oh my god, you're right. That'd be so fun to be the prop department for one of these shows where you're like, I don't know, I guess I'm just going to go to the flea market and pick up some random stuff.
Find anything that doesn't look like anything that you know of.
Yep. Find the most ambiguous items you can.
Anything hostile here, we would know about it, wouldn't we?
Bones, tell the professor what the autopsy revealed.
Our crewman died of salt depletion. Sudden total loss of it.
But there was a real Nancy a long time ago, right? But like the aliens taken her place? Or was she always an alien?
Maybe.
I guess we'll see,
sure.
But I just don't remember.
Established. I was just going to say, as far as Crater being her prisoner, I think clearly he's not, because he's obviously like... giving her a hand here, like
he's just a
this would be a very good moment to be like, actually she's killing literally everybody, including she's trying to kill me, please get me off of this planet.
Yeah,
right now.
you're right, they're
not
obviously
doing that.
On the same team. Yeah,
they're
definitely.
In cahoots.
Oh, big time.
Really
cahoots.
Impossible by my standards.
And by coincidence, both you and Mrs. Crater requested salt tablets.
And your esteemed physician cannot explain our need for salt tablets?
We're all aware
Please.
Of the need for salt.
No, I'm not. I'm confused about it.
I explained it.
Yeah, you did.
Bellyache, and I got a beauty right now.
What a line.
Wow, what a line.
Nancy and I started with 25 pounds.
Is this a giant record player? No, it's a liquor cabinet.
What is so mysterious about that?
A salt cabinet. So they have salt tablets. They're not totally out.
Yeah, so she, like, resorted to killing people when it definitely wasn't necessary. If they would have been cool about it, everything probably would have been fine, but they were, like, so sketchy from the beginning.
Until we find out what killed that crewman.
Yeah, not to,
but I can.
Not very professional criminals.
If they were just normal, yeah. 5 years,
will a couple of days make a difference? Spock.
Spock here.
Arrange quarters for Professor and Mrs. Crater.
Spock here.
Get the plant analysis.
It is the Borgia variety, Captain. Could not have caused Darnell's death.
Jim, he's run off.
Oh,
no, he just walked in the other room.
Could have said something.
Okay, I guess he did.
Instead
run
of
off.
Just hanging up on Spock. Oh no, the ugly man got even uglier.
Dead too.
Now he's got the boils on his face. Uh-oh. Nancy.
I've got salt. Smell it. Smell it, Nancy.
Oh yeah, he's just like in love with this weird alien. Definitely.
How strange.
Professor Crane.
She didn't come to the salt.
She's got something better. She's got a whole body full of salt.
Jim!
Yum, yum.
Jim! Sturgeon!
He's also covered
the
in hickeys.
The ugliest man alive.
He's
Who
dead,
would
Jim.
Give Sturgeon a hickey?
He's just regular dead this time, right? This was Sturgeon's first hickey.
Oh, Green!
Ah, oh, Green. He was new. He's just starting out. Whoa.
Oh.
Ashley's this good looking guy.
No, it's
Green. Looks kind of like Curtis Connor.
And
he's
not good looking.
You don't think so?
No, definitely not. I think he's just as ugly as the rest of the landing party. Raider, he came this way. I think it's just a bunch of ugly guys.
Sturgeon's a real goon.
Did you see this?
Yes, sir. Sturgeon was dead when I found him.
Okay, so she.
To find whatever it was.
Same red rings on.
So she does voluntarily change shape, we also just established.
Yeah.
Maybe we're paying too close of attention though. Maybe there's not gonna be any consistency.
Yeah, I think it's just a little wacky.
Just a little, I guess, too bad if that's true, because it's a mystery we're supposed to be trying to solve, right?
Yeah, but some mysteries are
just a fun
unsolvable.
Adventure.
Through the ruins.
Exactly.
Worried about her, Jim. She's not at the quarters. She's not at the diggings. She could be in trouble.
Nancy!
Crater!
Nancy, it's Leonard!
Beaming aboard the ship, Doctor.
You can't leave
We
her
can't ship. Search this whole planet on foot.
Jim!
You could learn something from Mr. Spock, Doctor. Stop thinking with your glands. We've equipment aboard the Enterprise that can pinpoint
a match. Stop thinking with your penis, Mr. Bones.
Transporter room. Kirksby.
Your brain's in your dick. Apparently that won't go out of fashion in the next 100, 200 years.
Guess not. Thank goodness.
They turned up the volume on the transporter.
Turned it all the way up, like you do.
I know. She's here now, but disguised as the other guy.
Kirk to Bridge.
Spock here.
Break out the surface search equipment. I want coordinates on two people.
Acknowledged.
There's a body down there, a Sturgeon.
We'll bring him home, sir.
Use some sleep, Bones.
All right, John.
Go rest your bones, Bones. Look at all these normal
like
extras. They're so good at walking.
Perfect walking impressions. But look, you need a handle for the turbo lift.
Yeah, you didn't know that? Also, I'm pretty sure they just called it an elevator. Oh, it's Janice. Let's sexually harass her.
Oh no.
That's the Yeoman's job, is to be sexually harassed.
Oh, Green. What went on down there?
Also, why is she just standing there eating? That's so weird. This is not
eating
normal.
What appears to be Kirk's lunch, I'm guessing.
She's just standing there holding a tray of food, eating in the middle of the hallway? What a loser.
Wolfing down celery. she's like in, on the verge of a breakdown, and she's being, you know, like, we're going to have to pay attention.
She's super pissed off, munching on the celery.
This is Kirk's lunch, but I'm just so hungry. Like, also looks like he literally only gets to eat like four pieces of celery and she's wolfing it down. Like,
yeah, seriously. Worst yeoman ever.
Get a reading on only one person, probably Crater. He's just circling as if searching for something.
Basically, spaceship waitress, right? She's like a stewardess.
Right. That's so true.
Oh, but now the celery has replenished itself, it looks like, so that's good.
Go chasing. Yeah, this is joy. What happens in the turbo lift.
Is that for me?
Don't you wish it was?
I love that you can just tell that she loves to be sexually
harassed.
It does
say turbo lift above it.
I'd like to have her as your own personal yeoman.
Yeah,
like she's into it too. Oh.
Yeah, she's just like,
they're all saying some scary stuff, which earns this. Oh, wait. Dang. Here we go.
Yes! Big time.
We got to use it.
Wow. Yeah, seriously. We'll use it every time she comes on the screen because she's just like a little magnet for sexism.
Yeah, I know. That should be her theme song, basically.
Seriously. She's the most annoying character. Okay, but I do love this little room.
Where are you, Sulu?
In here feeding the weavers, Janice.
Well, I've got your tray.
Yeah, look at these plants. A bunch of great fake plants on this set. Oh, it was for Sulu that she was eating Sulu's celery.
How are you today, darling?
Aww.
Her name's Gertrude.
No, it's a he plant. A girl can tell.
See, there's the man trap I was thinking of, the plant version.
There it is.
She's a fast ship.
He is not an inanimate object.
He's a man's hand inside of a puppet, clearly.
Yep.
I'm expecting one of these plants of yours to grab me.
She's like, I'm always expecting everyone to grab me. I'm so grabbable.
That's kind of my thing.
I'm into it.
I think the Enterprise smells.
Oh, definitely.
It's just getting all these dude sweat and fart smells. Okay. Hello, like they got some sort of air purifier.
Definitely.
It's not like a submarine.
He's not talking today. You've been nipping Sari and Brandy or something?
Look at that. It's such a hand. Okay.
It's got fingers,
but I will
and everything.
Say. As annoying as Janice is, and as, like, disgusting as, like, everything written about her is, too, her hair is so cool. The, like, woven beehive. It's very rare.
Yeah, that's, like, totally. I want to do my hair like that. He pets it. This plant is so funny. I wish it was recurring.
Me, too.
He's the real spook. Suppose he's going space happy or something?
Space happy.
That is a thing.
Acting. Who does that? Who munches on their hand when they're worried?
If I can't get that literal jar of salt as salt, then where am I going to find salt?
The door to my quarter still rattles when it opens. Would you stop by and see if you can do something about it? Thanks, Bobby.
Turbo lift 7.
Let's definitely not read too much into the fact that he just becomes black for her.
She won't be attracted to me, a scrawny white guy. I gotta become a muscle.
Actually, that's so fair.
You were just thinking of someone like me.
Oh, okay. She can read minds to some extent, too. See, now we're getting a buzz. But you do this guy is kind of a stud compared to Green.
Oh, absolutely. So night and day.
Lonely, I think of you.
Nina Kudania. Unomamki Musri.
Una kefiri. Hur. Swahili.
Did you know I speak Swahili?
Are we given got the self lighting on Uhura?
Yeah, we do.
that which triggers our other sound effect.
Soft lighting.
I love that. I was like, I was also just thinking about being choked by a stud.
Yeah, she looks like half scared, half like, I am kind of into being choked.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely.
Bye, Beauregard.
Wait a minute. I'll walk along. Lieutenant Uhura, report to the bridge.
Saved by the bell. She could have just as easily been like assault the... victim.
Lieutenant Uhura, on my way, sir.
I was just gonna say, I like that there's no more advanced way to bring the tray back upstairs or to have your lunch delivered than to have Yaman literally make the lunch for you, carry it to your quarters, wait for you to finish eating it, and carry it back.
Like, there's so many, like, different, like, food dispensary machines. They're honestly just making her do it because they love to tell her what to do and make her serve them.
it's just
to demean her. Or is Bones looking real good?
He is kind of studly looking in this shirt.
What's happening?
I was looking at the goofy way his quarters were decorated. Kirk's wolfing down gummy bears, it looks like. Man, everybody's got goofy food. He's got like some Red Hots there, whatever
they're
called.
Yeah, must be lunchtime.
Hot tamales.
Lunchtime on the ship. Nope, time to be a girl again.
What was that guy up to? What was that outfit?
Yeah, oh, I don't know.
He's wearing like a... Gosh, I don't even know how to describe that. Trash bag, I guess. Equipment.
Do you think any of this food actually tastes good? It looks disgusting.
Oh, we'll triangulate on him. We'll let Professor Crater explain what happened to his wife.
Looks halfway
also,
between candy and vegetables.
Why would you be eating on the bridge? Like... It's the future. Shouldn't they be, like, very well organized about, like, lunch breaks and that kind of thing? Oh, he's got another girl serving him. Of course.
And he spits out a half-finished piece and puts it on her tray.
Yeah, yikes.
A second Yauman Rand. Oh, man.
How many Yaumans does one man need?
Like, and all the women are just waitresses and all the guys are the ones doing the work and wearing the trash bag suits?
Yep. That appears to be what's happening.
I guess I'll give this a second sound off.
Sexism alert.
We know it when we see it. Oh, Nancy's back.
Is it old Nancy, though?
Nancy. Yeah.
It is.
It's not
now
the
he sees her
sexy
age.
Young thing.
Wonder why Jim didn't tell me he found you.
I'm so happy to see you, Leonard. The others,
Her acting, her character's acting
skills. She's so bad at being a human.
Strong memory,
though. Yeah, seriously. You do care. She just needs that salt. Any way she can get it.
You feel so... so safe.
You smell so salty and sweaty and delicious.
I like your feelings better. Much.
Resist temptation.
I don't know. Crater seemed like a guy who had quite a lot of feelings last we saw him.
That's true. Arguably too many.
No emotional restraint, at very least.
I think you should. I'll get you some water.
Uh-oh.
See, the men even can't get themselves water in this? Oh, no.
Seriously, no, they can do nothing for themselves.
Look at his face.
Oh no, another man covered in hickeys.
Bridge crew, trouble on deck 9, section 2. We need a medical team.
Oh, he's still alive.
The first thing he does is touch them.
He straight up just blinks. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I should have done another take.
Could they have shot that again without him blinking?
I'm now certain that the violent death of Mike Crewman was caused by some strange life form.
Okay, why is she taking so long? Why doesn't she just, like, go for it? And also, how often does she have to drain the salt from people? Like, they've been on, like, an uninhabited planet for a long time and been just fine. So is she just, like, out of control now?
Yeah, she's on, like, a frenzy. It's like what happens with like, serial killers and stuff, where it's like they do, like, one or two really well planned, and then they're like, now I have to do 10 in one day.
Yes, yeah, she's on a big frenzy.
She's on a, like, a salt cleanse.
Yep.
Medical department alert. Doctors and medics acknowledge.
It's nothing, dear. It's nothing. You just sleep.
Pretty sure they just said they needed me.
Yeah, but he's drugged.
Oh, that's right. The hot tamales.
Yep, he's been drugged by the hot tamales. Ooh, and she's got some sweat on her fingers. Dr. McCoy. Ew, she's gross. Dr. McCoy to
the bridge. Like, look at the decoration in this room. It's very. It feels like it's mostly African stuff.
All of the room decorations on the show are just, like, very bad and weird. It's disjointed. You could tell that they wanted them to have, like, personal things, but they didn't actually put any thought into, like, what those personal things were, you know?
Yeah, his books are backwards on the bookshelf, so the page is showing instead of the spine.
Yep.
He's not quite nailing the pout. So she just became bones for those for the viewers at home. She's now bones.
And he looks very stupid with his hands up to his mouth, all concerned and cute.
The salt monster almost feels like the main episode of the character of this episode. She's getting so much screen time.
That's true.
Apparently the killer can immobilize them as it approaches, perhaps with some hypnotic or paralyzing power. The answer lies with Professor Crater.
I heard somebody recently saying that they feel like the original series is almost oftentimes more like a horror show than a sci-fi show, which I think is kind of interesting.
I think that's very true. Not all episodes, but definitely like this one and a lot of others, I think. And like it's like a mystery. Totally like a,
we got a monster going around killing people. Like that's that's horror.
Hell yeah. Pretty essential. Also, look at this creepy guy. He's just, like, peeking around.
Go away! We don't want you here!
Where's your wife? Hiding behind a rock with his head sticking out.
I'm on!
Well, and is this additional gargoyle? Is it part of, like, the landscape? Like,
he grabbed it because he was lonely.
Where's your wife, Professor? She's no concern of yours. We're worried about her safety.
Oh, she could take care of herself. Also, Spock is just hiding. Love that for him.
All right, I'm taking a guess here. Also, that his science, I know he says he's a scientist, but I feel like he's more like an archaeologist. I'm noticing this whole planet is covered in ruins, but they're the only two inhabiting it. So, like, maybe it's like an extinct planet and they're like researching these ruins or something. I like that idea.
Could be. I dig it.
I mean, I think it's probably more just like not thought out, but I like that idea that like that maybe there was a society here that's gone now that he's studying.
Yeah, but it is a very
that would explain why there's statues and ruins everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I buy it.
Springing up organically out of the ground.
Professor, you're a reasonable man. Let me.
Kirk here.
Casualty, Captain. Barnhart was found dead on deck 9. Same symptoms.
Now this is when they should piece it all together. It's when they
Spock
find him.
Spock is a smart guy. I think he'll figure it out.
Something here through the arches to your left.
Something here? Why not just clarify that there's a dead body?
Spock has something.
Specifically Green's dead body, which means the green were brought on board.
Yeah, which is very concerning.
Green. He beamed up to the ship with us.
Or something. Uh-huh. They just keep using the same shot over and over to show him with the hickeys on his face. That's like the fifth time they've used it.
We got that shot. Don't worry about it.
Bridge, Zulu.
You have an intruder aboard. Could be masquerading as Crewman Green. General quarters. Security conditions.
Okay, but you can't really do anything in that case. Like.
General quarters 3. Intruder alert.
What do you mean?
Like if there's somebody on the ship pretending that they're part of the crew. I don't know. I just feel like there's nothing that they can do to figure it out. You know?
But they probably still think that she looks like Green, right? They haven't put together
that's what
that
they said. Yeah. But I'm just saying,
I guess just logically you could figure that she could look like anything,
anyone.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, how do you find her?
GQ3? What does that mean?
General
quarters? Oh, we see a woman in pants! Did you see that?
General quarters 3.
She got to wear pants.
Ah, oh, wow.
But no men in skirts.
Sexism has been
saved. I'm
going to
keep an eye out, though.
Reporting GQ3 secure, Captain.
Reverse sexism.
Crater knows the creature.
I guess reverse sexism is still sexism.
Negative, Lieutenant. Keep locked in on us. Kirk out. Let's get him.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
There was a huge explosion, and one of the pillars just fell down. It looked super cool.
That's his phaser? Jeez, he has a way better phaser than they do. That's all he's been doing on this planet for the past 5 years is building a slightly better gun.
Taking him alive is going to be difficult.
I like that they were just trotting around when he shouted them to, like, they forgot that they were in, like, a standoff with him.
Seriously. Well, they were like, he's just so annoying, he's just shouting at them. They're like, okay, whatever. Pretty good job.
That's true, he doesn't seem any more or less erratic than the moment they met him.
Exactly. Also, Spock is so good at, like, there's, like, so many episodes where he army crawls. He's really good at army crawling. Like, maybe just because he's got such long arms and legs, but he can move. I'm very impressed.
And he pulls off that stupid haircut really well.
Right? Like, what is it about Leonard Nimoy? He's just, like, got that raw sex appeal.
Yeah,
like, can handle anything.
Yeah, stay kind of cool. Right?
It's amazing.
In the midst of all this dorkiness.
It shouldn't be possible. Whereas Kirk, who they try to make as cool and sexy as possible, just ends up coming off as a dork most of the time.
Rather, yeah. There was something twitchy about him.
Or whatever. It's probably your crewman too, Lieutenant.
I could keep saying he or whatever. I think that's how we should speak to speak about gender non-conforming people. He, she, whatever.
Creature. Whatever it is, killing the crewman.
Yep, there it is again. Whatever.
Perhaps I can help.
I identify as whatever. Oh my god. He's being so creepy.
Please,
how does nobody notice?
Don't identify me.
How did nobody notice that he's being so overtly weird when they literally know that there's an alien on their ship that can look like anyone? Like, they're
they
so stupid.
They probably couldn't hear him because we were talking over them.
Man.
He's like, yeah, pretty weird about all that stuff, guys, huh? So, does anyone have any salt tablets by any chance?
He's like, anyways, I'm normal.
He's like, scratching at himself.
Oh my god. Also, you can tell that Shatner just had so much fun playing around on this set. Like, he was just having a good time. I know, he's bad at crawling.
What a goofball!
I know.
With his little butt up in the air. He does seem like he just has so much fun in this show.
Right, he's just
it's
having
like
the
always
time
grinning
of his
life. When he's fighting and stuff.
Yep. Crater. Also, how hard can this guy be to take out? I feel like everybody in this episode is just being so stupid.
Got him. I was just thinking it's funny that like this far in the future we still have to resort to like crawling around behind rocks and shooting guns at each other. Like,
look, some things never change.
Your wife, Professor, where is she?
The last of her kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's such a little monster fucker.
The last of her kind?
You can tell he's so into the fact that she's just like this gross, creepy, suctiony alien.
It's like she's so unique and she's all mine.
Exactly.
She, her, whatever. She,
she
whatever.
Her, whatever.
Buffalo. Wait, what did he just say? That was...
It's a...
Oh, the, he compared her to a carrier pigeon or a buffalo?
Last of a kind?
Yep.
Or a passenger pigeon?
That's what he said.
I'm not familiar with the passenger pigeon.
It is extinct, apparently.
Earth history, remember? Like the passenger pigeon or the buffalo.
Ah, so the buffalo's already extinct in this
in this
world.
Which feels like a pretty valid take. Just
done. You'll be able to yeah, probably. Bummer.
The Earth Buffalo. What about it?
I'm talking more about buffalo.
Millions of prairies, black with them. One herd covered three whole.
Also, technically.
Like thunder.
Actually, I won't get into
now
it.
They're gone.
Okay, technically the animals in North America,
history?
They weren't buffaloes, they're bison, which is a different category. Buffalo are like in Asia and in other places, but yeah, bison are like categorically different than buffalo.
Interesting.
Yeah, if I'm remembering right,
what we killed,
or I'm just making things up, but I think
Americans
that's true
killed.
Yes, bison.
Well, I think it's funny the idea that like at this point in the future, like that would still be like a landmark moment in history, like
as
that would still
be
like, but remember bison and what we did to them in North America, like
for real.
I mean, He could have just as easily said dodo birds, but I guess it wouldn't have had quite
the same. He didn't want to compare his wife to a dodo bird, you asshole.
She's like a beautiful, flightless dodo bird.
She's like a beautiful, stupid, annoying dodo bird.
A salt-slurping dodo bird.
Stop.
Creatures here.
I like that they're like, can you explain that metaphor, even though it was literally so self-evident?
Nancy understood. Oh, he just said there was... Yeah, right. No kidding. Didn't need further explanation. He just said there were millions of them, so this was their planet, the salt creatures.
Oh, gross.
Dead. Buried up on the hill.
Okay, so Nancy was a human woman, and then the alien took her form. That's what I thought. Was it two?
Interesting that he would continue to defend her in spite of that.
It's definite, Mr. Sewell.
Yeah, after it killed
just
her,
like
his
in
wife.
The, just like in the cage, he's got Stockholm syndrome now.
Could be. Or
why did?
Or she sucks real good, and sometimes she doesn't suck all the salt out.
All the salt. He eats just enough salt for her to suck it out of him. Yeah, why isn't she killing him? Whatever. Then why isn't he killing her? It doesn't make any sense.
He's in love.
Because she looks like his wife that she murdered? Like, it seems like that'd be rough to move past.
Yeah, but you know, he's a weird guy. He doesn't seem like a cool, normal dude. He seems
That's true. That's probably why they sent him off to this planet by himself. No one wanted to hang out with him because he was such a spaz.
Yeah, nobody was hanging out with him.
Transporter room. Free to beam up.
They needed salt to stay alive.
I love that he's just, like, in monologue mode, and he's like, no, I will not stop monologuing.
He's still going on about buffaloes and salt. They're like, we got it. Like, we gotta stop her. Like,
your creature is killing my people.
He's like, there's literally no difference between a buffalo and the alien that I'm in love with.
Well, and also, he skipped over a detail. Like, what killed all of them? Like, was it salt deficiency? Is that what he just said?
That would be hilarious. That would be, like, a hilarious trick of evolution that they all evolved on this planet with no salt. I don't know. I think it makes
sense. They needed a purely salt diet. They ate up all the salt out of the ground first. I don't know. I don't even know. Where does salt come from? Is it, like a mineral? I don't really know.
I mean, it comes from, like, oceans and lakes, right?
It just naturally forms. Gosh, I shouldn't speculate on science because I really don't know.
Yeah, because there was where I lived in Djibouti, there was like this really famous saltwater lake that they harvested a bunch of salt from. So I think that's pretty standard.
It was like the saltiest lake in the world, just about, right?
Yeah, it was.
Like that.
I do super
remember
salty.
This, and it forms like salt crystals right on the edge. Right, you're showing me this.
Yeah, it was so.
That's pretty
cool.
Yeah, nice.
Continuing, the Enterprise has been invaded by a creature capable of assuming any form, with a capacity to paralyze and draw the life.
We already
from
know
else.
This. Don't explain it to us again. I guess we went to a commercial. Security, yeah, here.
We went to commercial.
You're right.
Negative, Captain.
Also, why is she? Never mind.
No, tell me what.
Why wouldn't she kill more McCoy? Questions. Because it's not like she actually is Nancy, who actually has a relationship with McCoy. So why is she treating him so special when she doesn't actually know him?
It's the same with Crater. It's almost
it
like she has
no
some
sense.
Sort of maybe she does actually have like an emotional need to connect with these people. Like,
you
like
know,
maybe
yeah.
It's not all salt for her.
And like, she can sense that they like love her or whatever. So she's like, I don't know, weird.
Yeah, she can read people's thoughts or emotions or whatever. So obviously at some level she can connect with people, I guess.
Yeah.
But at another level she needs to suck all the salt out of them. It was nice of him to invite Yaman Rand to this meeting. Like,
yeah, why is she featured so much in this episode? Get her out of here.
Right. So we're in the conference room, just so you people know. We got Kirk, Bones, Spock, Crater, Uhura, and then Yaman Rand here for some reason. I guess in case anyone needs like a drink, they can send her out to
get
one.
Yeah, exactly. They have to have the waitress with them.
Yeah. And Spock's got a bunch of like... Yaman Rand has them too. What are these like advanced future floppy disk sort of things? Do you see these?
Yeah, they always
they
have
are,
those.
I like them.
They have one at like each spot that they can like speak into and like press the buttons and stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How long was this green with you?
As long as he...
There's some soft lighting.
Of course. Even though she's not doing anything sexy, but we have to have soft lighting.
However, no one or nothing...
For Waitress Rand. Just looks like
a screw-up in this context.
The editor was like, it's a woman, we have to make her soft and delicate. Even though she's just talking about something important.
Could offer it soft, but...
Oh, oh my god, I love this. They're like, what do you think we should do, alien?
Salt?
We should just give her salt.
No, it's simply trying to survive by using its natural ability to take other
people. Oh my god, this is so good.
Its protective coloring and
okay, this guy needs to stop making weird animal references.
The way we have retained our incisor teeth, they were once fangs.
Has a zoologist been left on this planet with no life?
Fucking weirdo. He just has a whole National Geographic subscription and he won't shut up about it.
That's the only channel he gets on his planet is just National Geographic, so he can't stop talking about it.
Very interesting hypothesis, Doctor. Briefing room.
All the halls sealed off. All weapons accounted for and locked.
Sula's looking good too. I feel like everybody's just looking real fresh in this episode.
Still no lead on intruder.
Oh yeah, it's the pilot, but Sula, you know, he's always good looking.
You're right, you're right. But sometimes he just looks a little too wacky.
What we're looking for. We need your help. And now.
Yeah.
I even beg that you get off my planet. Can you recognize this thing when you see it?
He knows eye contact. And Bones is doing the dumb thing where he puts his knuckle in his mouth. That's how you know it's her.
He looks all flirty.
Creatures aboard my ship.
The flirty
mouth knuckle.
Now where is it?
Have to remember that technique next time I'm being seductive.
Oh God, please do not. Oh, he looks mad.
I love Nancy.
He's got like that serial killer look where you like look down like with your face and look up with your eyes. Hannibal Lecter.
The Clockwork Orange look. Or the Joker.
And it becomes Nancy for you. Not because of tricks, it doesn't trick me. It needs love as much.
That's what you were saying. We it needs love right, as much as it needs salt. Like, damn, you're a genius.
It's funny that we open this by being like, we've seen this episode before, and then are surprised at every moment of it. Like, oh,
I haven't seen it in a long time.
I saw it maybe a year and a half ago, so I should know some of this stuff, but I don't.
Oh, we're good.
It isn't just a beast; it is intelligent. And the last of its kind.
We understand that it's the last of its kind.
I see, we weren't giving him enough credit, though. We were nitpicking a lot of these things, and it turned out we were actually just like we were right about them. They really were thinking about these things. The set having like the ruins on it was intentional.
Yeah,
like,
you're right. This is a well-written episode.
You saving the last of its kind, or has this become Crater's private heaven here on this planet? This thing becomes... wife, lover, best friend, wise man, fool, idol, slave.
Damn.
Isn't a bad life.
Drag him.
Have everyone in the universe at your beck and call. And you win all the arguments. You don't understand.
She can literally eat me.
Whatever form it becomes. Yes. Are you going to help us find it?
No, of course not.
Sorry, I can't.
Recommend we use truth serum, Captain.
Truth serum? Whoa. What? That's
Spock,
so wacky.
Jumping right to it.
It's also not real.
We have to keep in mind that we have this truth serum in the future.
This is never going to come up ever again, and that's going to be so annoying.
I'm going to bring it up again. I'm going to say, what about the truth serum?
Where's the truth serum?
I
would
accompany you, Doctor. Oh, yes, of course.
Where's the truth serum?
Bone shirt tucked in the back. Like he screwed it up after he went to the bathroom.
Happened to the best of us. Goddamn dispensary. Shut up at the dispensary. You got a blaze, Jim.
You are too uptight. Boy.
It was the creature. It hit me. Crater grabbed my phaser. Wondered about McCoy. Doubt had crossed my mind.
I'm sorry, did they have
Spock's
a red...
injury.
A red, it, there's like a red, red cut with green blood oozing out of it.
Yes.
Wow, yeah, that's exactly sloppy. What we were real sloppy. Yeah, the cut sloppy.
Should also be green.
It should. There's makes no sense that it's red, but they tried.
And you know what else makes no sense? Effin' Yaoman Rand is in the dispensary, in the medical.
She's not important. She's literally the Yaoman. Like, she's get her out.
Everywhere. She's omnipresent.
They wanted boys to like the show, so they never wanted you to forget there's a hot blonde just hanging out all the time,
being just waiting annoying, for you to harass her.
Waiting to be sexually harassed. She loves it. Get out of here, Yaoman. I love how
uncomfy this thing Spock's laying on looks.
I know, right?
It's like an elevated cot with no legs.
Yeah, that's what they always have. And then they can, like, flip it up so that you can, like, stand. And then flip it down so you can, like, lay. It's pretty cool, actually. That's
right, they did that at the beginning of the scene. You're right. They flipped them up.
Yeah, they use these a lot.
To make sure we saw that it worked. This is a functioning piece of furniture.
Exactly. It's a cool set piece. I like it.
It is. I like it.
Professor Crater.
Oh, she finally killed Crater.
No. But she needs love.
Could have had you too.
Fortunately, he didn't have enough love.
Another ocean than yours did. My blood cells are quite different.
I love how often it comes into I'm play that like Spock is fine because he's not a human.
Great.
How is McCoy still sleeping?
Wake up, please help. I like the texture of his bedding.
That's how all their bedding looks, and it looks so uncomfortable. Makes me so mad every time.
I like to think it's some sort of future material that's extremely comfortable.
Yeah, you're right.
Side bones.
But yeah, you're right. In reality, it looks.
In reality, it's like scratchy and icky.
Coarse, yeah.
I also think that McCoy's just like slept through this whole episode, so he has no idea what's happening.
Killed four crewmen. Not Crater. The creature.
Okay, it's also not cool to call them an it, even if they are an alien.
No.
Let's please be respectful.
I guess she needs more.
Somebody take a moment right now to ask her how she identifies. Oh, just regular Advil.
Oh my god.
Not fright. Hunger. Look at her.
She literally just ate. Can't she be normal for 2 seconds? But if when she sees salt, she just loses her mind, I guess.
Yeah, she all of her salt senses.
He's like, Kirk, you're being so condescending to my wife.
Is there no limit to her salt consumption?
Look at her! Oh my god, she just scooped it up in her palms and like stuffed it in her face like a goddamn animal. Oh, now we get to see her as an alien.
We're finally going to see how she does this.
Yeah, so we get to see what she looks like.
This is her process. So it's through her fingers. They're like suction cups, so she's not actually giving
her. No, wait until you see her face. She's got like a suction-y face, I think. If I remember right. I won't shoot
Nancy. The blocking in this scene is outrageous.
Yes, I love when they do the double-handed hit, where they, like, link their hands together and then swing them like a weapon. It's ridiculous.
Swing both fists together.
It's like Worf the least efficient way of hitting someone. It's so stupid. It's like this show was choreographed by a bunch of nerds who have never fought anyone.
Never been in a fight. This is how I would punch, right? They couldn't come to an agreement about whether you tuck your thumb or not for a punch, so they were like, you know what,
we're not even gonna punch like that.
Yeah, both arm, two-arm punch.
Goddamn.
She's gonna grab him.
Also, Kirk, do something. Why is he just sitting there?
That's what I mean about the blocking in the scene. Everyone's like waiting for someone to attack them.
Yes. Oh, describe the alien.
She does
describe
have a
her.
Suction cup face. Okay, she looks
suction
like...
suction cup mouth.
She looks kind of like Birdo from Super Mario, if you're familiar. Uh-huh. Or all right, so she's the one that goes, not the one that goes, rah, 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 but the one that goes, doo, 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 doo. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, nope, I don't. It's a Muppet I'm sure character. Somebody does. Okay, so she's like Birdo meets Muppet meets woman experiencing homelessness.
Yes, yeah, she's got long, silver, scraggly hair. She looks like she basically looks like a current day member of Rolling Stones.
Oh my god,
green skin.
With a suction mouth face. Yeah, like Mick Jagger with like Well, yeah, actually, just Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger with just slightly more lip work done.
Slightly. Like, very slightly.
the most minuscule amount. Basically, she just became Mick Jagger, and she's attacking Kirk now.
Oh, no.
No, she's got
three suction cups per hand.
Yep. Oh, it looks like it hurts sucking the salt out of him.
McCoy, you gotta do something.
Oh, and her outfit is just a net, too. I don't know why she couldn't have clothes, but whatever.
It's a good alien design. I like it a lot. Especially because you have to wait the whole episode. You have to wait the whole episode to see it, and then when you see it, you're like, ah, cool.
Yeah, considering what a good costume that was, it was only on screen for probably less than 30 seconds.
Right?
Is somebody standing in front of the camera in that last shot? Look at this. Okay. I'm going back for it. There's, like, somebody in the way. Not damn. Here.
I don't know.
Bottom of the frame.
Oh, no, it's like a little statue.
It's his gun. I see. No, it's supposed to be McCoy's hand.
I get it. That looks stupid.
Yeah, it was a little clumsy looking. It looked like a Mystery Science Theater where they're sitting in front of the screen.
Oh, my God.
That was good, complex stuff, though,
where, like, he was forced to, like, shoot this woman that he loved, but she wasn't the woman he loved. Like, that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Quite a conflict. I mean, he made the right choice.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. But it makes sense that it was so hard for him.
What do we learn through all this, is what they're all trying to decide right now.
There's no lesson. It's just monsters are cool.
This is why we can never trust women and let them come between us.
Yes, that's actually the lesson. The lesson is bros before a relationship.
Yep. And not Uhura, not Yaman Rand, and not suction cup faced lady.
Gotta keep the thruple closed.
Gotta keep the thruple closed.
Something wrong, Captain?
Oh, look at his little band-aid above his eye.
Spock will occasionally flirt with Sulu.
Yeah, of course. But it's just flirting.
Thinking about the buffalo, Mr. Spock.
So that's the real message of this episode. It's all about Buffalo.
Why is he so pleased with himself? He's like, well, I'm thinking about how we just eradicated an entire species.
The last one. We nailed it. We might as well be the pioneers back in the 1800s all over again.
We love being white men.
Flying through the galaxy and killing things that we like to kill.
Man. There you go. All right. That's the episode.
That's it. And fade to black.
I think that was a good one. I really enjoyed that. Now, like, when I was thinking back on it, I was like, why did I love this show from episode one? But I, like, this just reminded me. Like, it's such a solid show.
Absolutely. This is definitely one of my, one of the episodes I've seen, one of the ones I enjoy the most. I think it's a lot of fun.
It's really good. Yeah, and just, yeah, like you said, just fun. But they're not really trying to do, like, any allegories. They're just kind of keeping it simple, having a good time.
Yeah, but if you wanted, you could pull some sort of message out of it, maybe, you know?
Yeah, aside from
like the buffalo thing, maybe, I don't know.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, there you go. And so maybe he felt some sort of need to preserve the species.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, that's not what happened.
Well, it's something about, like, the character who's willing to, like, sacrifice everyone because there's this one creature left and it's the last of its kind. But is that creature more valuable because it's the last of its kind than all of the people that they killed? You know?
Yeah,
just because there's lots of humans doesn't mean human life isn't valuable.
Yeah, and then on top of it, Crater doesn't like humans, so...
Yeah, exactly. He's clearly just, like, a big loser.
So he's, kind of a corrupted dude.
Exactly.
Nice. Well, I think that brings us to this segment.
Warp drive, Mr. Scott.
The warp speed rating.
Ooh. So do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
Full impulse to warp 10... Because full impulse is equal to warp 1, right? Isn't that what we decided?
No. So quarter, it would be like a scale of like, well, I guess technically the ship could just be like hanging in space. But I was thinking like quarter impulse to warp 10.
Okay.
Because impulse power is measured by quarter, half, and I think they probably do 3/4 impulse at one point. I don't know if that ever happens.
I guess they do. sometimes they do full impulse without going to warp one too, actually.
Yeah, well,
so
because
I guess
impulse is just the not the warp
the
drive.
Engine, the regular.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I guess it's like for us, basically a scale from 1 to 11.
I mean, I think there's a little bit of wiggle room, but you get the idea.
Boy, I like this episode a whole lot, especially in regards to this first season, which I, as I recall, is a bit rough.
Like, the first half of the first season's a little rough. They hit their stride.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Like, I feel like I could give this one, like, a warp 8, probably.
Whoa! For real?
Warp 8? Yeah, I'm
warp
kind of between 7 and 8.
Warp 10 is as fast as it goes.
I'm leaning towards 8. That's full speed. This is, like, close to being one of the best episodes, I feel like.
No
at least
way.
Of the ones I've seen. You
oh,
don't think
come
so?
On.
All right,
that's
I'll lower
not
it to
even,
warp 7. You've convinced me.
Not even remotely true. There's so many good episodes we have coming. You just think it's fun because
sure,
there's one
this
little
is in
monster
the
running
upper
around?
Tier.
Man, I couldn't
disagree
more.
A good mystery. Nothing that I hate occurred. Like, there's
if
no scenes
seven,
that I really like.
Then what is Trouble with Tribbles?
Trouble with Tribbles is certainly a 9 or a 10.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say, for me, this is like... Now I feel like I'm being, like, very overly critical, but I was gonna give it, like, a warp 2. Because, like, the gang is not all together.
A warp 2? Oh,
yeah,
no.
Warp 2. The gang's not together. Janice is fucking annoying. Like, it's, like, good stuff with, like, Kirk Bones and Spock, but, like, it gets so much better, and I know it's gonna get better, so I'm giving it, like, we are using the warp drive, but, like, we could go so much faster.
Right, well, we got Sulu, we got Uhura kicking, you know, and they all got to talk, so it's, like, I like that everybody is there.
Uh-huh.
And
what
that we're all
Scotty?
Dealing with a singular problem that's, like, clear cut and makes sense. You're right. No Scotty yet, though.
Scotty is essential.
But also, this is the pilot. This is what launched the whole thing. So, like, uh-huh. This is, like, a monumental episode. Like,
yeah. So,
you know,
like,
you
I
could
feel
probably
like it's
make
like
a case that it's the most important episode. Like,
that's simply not true.
Because if this hadn't happened, you know, there wouldn't be all these other episodes.
Yeah, but that's such
which
a lame
that logic
argument.
Falls apart when you consider yeah. that they shot them in a different order too.
Exactly. So
well,
we're
yeah,
like
listen,
going,
I'm not trying to change your opinion.
We're going somewhere quickly, but like it's nowhere near. Like it's not that fast.
Right. Well, I guess I'm also comparing this against like.
Well, we watched The Cage.
You know, like, I know that we're coming up on, like, yeah, we just watched The Cage. We're about to watch Charlie X, and we're coming up on, like, Mudd's Women and stuff. So it's like, you know, I'm keeping in mind episodes like that while also thinking of some of, like, my favorites. I tell you yeah. what, I'll lower it to a 7, though, because now as I'm thinking about it, there are some ones that I really love coming up.
Okay. That sounds good.
So yeah, I'll say this was a warp 7 for me.
Okay. Nice. Are you ready
Does that
for
bring
my
us to our next
favorite
segment?
Part?
Mary kill Hanfar.
Hello and welcome to Mary Kill Ponfar. Sammy, would you like to explain the rules of this segment?
Okay, so the way this works, I just thought this would be a really funny segment. And, like, I mean, if you watch shows and don't think about the person that you most want to kiss while you're watching the show, then you just watch shows very differently than I do. So this just feels natural and normal to me. So the way it works is I'm going to present Alex with three characters, and he's going to pick one character to marry, one character to kill, and one character to ponfar, which is like the Vulcan lovemaking ritual. So you can take that as literally or
which
as figuratively
is,
as
like,
possible.
We're running with the idea that it's almost like you hook up with them every 7 years or so.
Yeah, it's like a long-term fuck buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I think I picked some kind of weird ones, but I like it seemed interesting to me, so I just want to hear what you have to say. Okay. So
I mean, there's only so many characters kicking in this episode.
Your three choices are Dr. Leonard Bones McCoy, the mm-hmm. blonde version of Nancy. And Yao Min Rand.
Yao Min Rand. Oh man, gosh, those are some rough choices. Specifically, the blonde version of Nancy. Boy, is Nancy is Nancy still the creature in this context?
Yep. She's the creature.
Okay. All right, so I have to kill her.
Okay, but the understanding is she's not going to kill you.
So I get to be like Crater, where she can be.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Oh boy. Gosh, I think I still might kill her. I think they made the right choice.
Yeah.
She's a menace.
Okay.
And then.
Are you gonna marry Bones or Yaman Rand?
I guess I'm gonna marry Yaman Rand and hope that I can teach her to stop being such a self-hating. Person.
I mean, she would do things for you constantly.
Yeah, but she'd also, like, eat my dinner before she brought it to me.
But she's bringing you dinner, so.
I guess Bones is a doctor. He has, you know, a reliable income. Maybe I should have picked him to marry.
You can if you want.
All right, tell you what, I'm going to shuffle this around. I'm going to marry Bones, I'm going to Ponfar Crazy Nancy, and I'm going to kill Yaman Rand.
Okay,
there's
okay.
just no redeeming her, I think. I love her hair, you know? I wish I had her hairstyle, but that's about it.
Yeah, honestly, I think I would do the exact same thing. Like, Rand is dead. Yeah, marrying Bones, and I'm gonna Ponfar with the weird blonde salt-sucking alien.
And, okay. Alright, let me pose one to you.
Okay.
Alright. Crater, Ensign Green... Or, so Dr. Crater, Ensign Green, or the black guy that seduces Uhura.
The Swahili guy? Okay, Swahili,
yes, the Swahili
guy is
guy
getting married
speaks Swahili,
instantly.
Okay, all right, he's a total stud.
Mambo. Okay, so I'm marrying the Swahili man. And then I gotta kill Crater. He's so freaking annoying. So I guess I'll Ponfar with Green, even though I'm very unhappy about it. And guaranteed he would be the worst in bed.
Yeah, no kidding. Green is definitely goonish.
What about you?
With those three?
Yeah.
I'll just stick with the same choice. I think you picked right.
That's the correct choice. Okay.
Yeah, I think that was the right decision. And there we have it. We've decided
That's
who we're going
to kill. That's our episode.
That's it. That's the show. So what have we learned here today?
We've learned that lives have value apart from the species that those lives contain, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. We also learned quite a bit about salt, scientifically speaking, and its value. Salt has a lot of value.
You learned about salt from me, who knows.
I learned a lot about salt from you, who knows more about science than me, because I went to film school. All right, so should we say goodbye? Live long
and prosper.
Thanks for listening to Star Trek The Original Siblings. Follow the show on social media, on Instagram and Twitter at STOSibsPod, or send us a subspace message at STOSibsPod@gmail.com. If you enjoy the show, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. While you're at it, rate us 5 stars, or maybe write us a nice review. Tune in next time, and until then, live long and prosper.